Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. I'm Kim Mariano. Thank you all for joining us on this wonderful, beautiful February day. With us is Eric, our producer. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Kim.
You weren't convinced.
Well, you just compared to yesterday and the day before that. It's a beautiful day, sure.
I'm just happy. You know what? I have not had a cup of coffee in probably about 2.5 months, and I had one this morning.
Oh, wow. So that must have been quite a zinger.
I've been beaming all
zinger.
Day. Yes, in more ways than one. But I have been beaming all day.
Well, there you go.
I've just been very happy. So that's probably why. I don't care what it's like outside. I'm happy.
Sure. Well, you know, maybe that's the way to get the most bang out of your buck.
There you go.
For coffee drinkers out there.
Yeah.
Just take a break from probably anything, really. If you take a break from it for a little bit, when you come back to it, it's so much
better.
You're
ready to go. Well, yeah. It was interesting because I had my cup of coffee and then I forgot to eat breakfast.
Mm.
So by the time lunchtime came around, I was really, really
ready.
Happy. Yeah, really, really hopping and happy. And then last night, I took my daughter and I to go see Oklahoma at the Fifth Avenue Theater.
All right.
It was awesome. I've never seen it. I didn't even really know the story. So, but you know some of the songs just because
this is the musical.
The musical. Yeah,
Oklahoma,
Rodgers and Hammerstein. Yeah, it was their first musical together as a writing duo. And so my daughter and I got tickets for Oklahoma. We're going to go see Damn Yankees and we're also going to go see Rent.
I think it's
my favorite.
The other states need musicals as well, you know. Why don't we have a Washington musical?
Yeah, who would be in a Washington musical? You'd have rain and slugs and water and trees and
yeah, there's lots to sing about here, right?
There is a lot singing in the rain. There you go. You can be singing in the rain.
This thing writes itself.
I'm telling you, we have to think long and hard about these things before we come on the show, don't we, Eric?
Not really.
Not really, no. Yeah, there is no magic to this. No magic whatsoever. Well, I wanted to give everybody an update. Last week, we talked with Diana Duke of My Weight Loss to Wellness, and tomorrow is when I'm starting my next 30 days. So I'm 20 pounds down. We probably got another 20 to go. So by the time you listeners out there hear me, I'll sound 20 pounds lighter.
Going to sound thinner?
I think
well,
so.
Well, you look fabulous.
Oh,
so congratulations on the progress so far.
I really appreciate it. Well, I wanted to remind our listeners that it's not too late to join me. We do have a $100 off coupon. So if you're interested in learning more and joining with me, Walk the Talk listeners, you can go to myweightlosstowellness@gmail.com. Of course, you can always go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and I'll have all the information there, including the show from last week. So if you missed it, and you want to hear it again to kind of learn what this crazy thing that I did was, you know, and we talk about the weight loss, but in reality, it was more of a cleanse for me. I learned how to eat regular portions. Mm-hmm. I got my numbers correct in terms of antioxidants and the nutrients I was putting in my body. No prepackaged food. It was all lean meats and vegetables, which was actually really great. So I'm looking forward to doing it again. So this will be a lot of fun. So without any further ado, first of all, I want to thank Pearson Law Firm, our sponsor of the Walk the Talk with Kim show, where you can expect expert representation and a kind, compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson promise. I just had lunch with Michelle Pearson, and you all know her. She's on the show at least once a month talking about what people need to know about legal issues in regards to driving and being hurt by other people. And she's done a really great job explaining what you need to know about winter driving. And we've done discussions on cell phone and text driving. But Michelle she's just a wonderful human being to begin with. And I had lunch with her and she introduced me to a couple of other women this week. And she sponsors the show probably more because she really cares about the mission about what we're trying to do, which is to really get out there and let our nonprofit organizations actually have a voice and be able to use the resources that we have here in Radioland to help further their own causes. So Michelle is just an absolutely gem of a human being, and she's a great champion of what we're trying to accomplish here at Walk the Talk with Kim. So I just want to let people know, you know, when you go out there and you want to do business with somebody, even if they're lawyers and everything around being a lawyer, that there are some people out there that have incredibly large hearts and give a lot for the right cause. And so I just want to acknowledge, first of all, Michelle is just being a wonderful, decent, kind-hearted human being. And also to thank them very much from my humblest of hearts for their support of the Walk the Talk with Kim show. So again, thank you to our sponsors, Pearson Law Firm. And so now, without any further ado, I think I've said that three times now, I want to invite our guests. Our guests are with an organization called Climb On, and their mission is to create a community of partners committing to ending the cycle of homelessness by providing access to career opportunities for young adults ready to re-enter our community. So, of course, I read this mission and I go, oh, my gosh, what are they doing? I want to know all about it. So let's welcome the president of Climb On organization, Tanya Swick, and Susan Ireland, who is the secretary. So welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Kim, for having us.
Yay. So I know, Susan, we're in a leadership program together. And so we were talking about what it is that we do. And a lot of the conversation, I was just talking about Michelle. A lot of the people there in that group have that same passion to find something where they can really not only give back, but create a future that's even bigger. And so when you told me about what you were doing here, I said, oh, my gosh, you've got to come on the show. So what is Climb On?
Well, Climb On, this is Susan. Climb On is an organization that we just started. It's been about a year and a half, and we just got our 501c3.
Congratulations. That is not an easy feat.
Thank you. I have to say that Perkins Coie helped us do this.
Oh, wonderful.
So it was
good.
Really great, because they're very dedicated as well. But we got together. We're in a leadership class at Seattle U. And part of it was a social justice thrust. And we were thrown together, four of us together. We didn't know each other. And we were told by the end of this class that we had to have a social justice project that had a life that went at least 18 months and go to it. And so the four of us strangers got together and we talked about what really touched our hearts. And we went around and around, but we really felt that the youth, we really, all four of us, had a soft spot for the youth, and we were really struck by how many homeless youth there were in Seattle. And so we connected with Youth Care, who's one of the largest organizations in the area that supports the homeless youth, and we found out that there's over 1,000 young people on the streets every night. And they're almost invisible. They're not the ones that you really see on the street corners, but they're invisible. And they're in danger of spiraling into a cycle of homelessness throughout their life. So that really motivated us to see what we could do. And so we were four people from the business community. And we thought, what can we do? We didn't have social work backgrounds, and so we thought about what could we give back, and what we could give back was help in connecting with other businesses to create sustainable careers, to pull themselves out of the situations they're in. So that's how we started.
And so you said, we have this really, really great idea, and then you went out there and made it happen. So was it easy?
I don't know that easy is a word that I would use, but it
that was a trick question, by the way.
I thought as much. The easy part was finding the gap, and the hard part is figuring out how to fill it. And so for us, it was a lot of legwork and really figuring out the best way that we could use our strengths and our abilities to really try to fill that gap, so that these young adults who were given some workforce training and doing some heavy lifting on trying to get to the next level could transverse an easier path, and we just really felt like that was our strength. So the easy part was finding our strength and how we could how we could help to fill that. The hard part was the how, and you know, how we were going to go about it, who was our support network, how were we going to get there, because we realized right away that it was going to take a community. It was going to take a support system of businesses that were willing to help out, of career coaches that were willing to work with this population, of, you know, and other organizations that were willing to partner with us, a new organization, in order to help us fulfill our mission.
So what was there before? So a youth would be, you know, 1,000. Are you talking just Seattle, or are you talking Western Washington when you're talking about the 1,000 youths?
We're talking just Seattle.
Just Seattle. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So there's 1,000 youths that are living. First of all, how do you find them? I mean, are they actually living on the street? Are they hiding? I mean,
A lot of them are. And actually, just recently, on the night of January 26th, they did the one night count. And a bunch of organizations come together, Youth Care being one of them, and they go out and they count. It's just a one night count, and they do it every year. So that's where they draw some of the numbers. Also, the numbers of youth that they serve through their services. They have the Orion Center that provides day services and a night shelter. They have also some transitional living programs. And so through those numbers and the kids that they count. So, again, they're not saying that they're catching everyone. So that's probably even a low estimate.
Right. That probably doesn't count the ones that are couch surfing. When they talk about the, you know, the unspoken homeless, about all the people that aren't living necessarily on the street, but they don't have a home. They're just living couch to couch, which I hear is a very large number.
It is.
Wow. And so are these mostly runaways? Are they actually living with their families on the street? Or how, the ones that you're dealing with specifically, do you know kind of where they're coming from?
The ones that we've been dealing with are primarily, they all have different stories. So, I mean, one of the things I think that we might jump to conclusions of the runaways or whatever, but that's not really necessarily the situation.
Wow.
This economy has really driven a lot of people to, it's an awful thing to say, but they can't afford their kids anymore, and so they push them out into the street. So they're not there by choice, and when you talk to youth care staff, they don't want to be there. You know, they want to try to get out of the situation, and so it's hard to say overall what is the, you know, what put them there. So it's individual, and we in Climb On, we don't delve into their past. We take them where they are. Like Tanya said, they have gone through the youth care programs. This is important for Climb On because there's not every kid who's in the program will do this, but Climb On has various job training programs. And so what we're looking for is those kids who have gone through those programs, who have shown that they are dedicated and they're ready to go to the next step. And youth care doesn't have anything next for them. So it's really, it's time for them to almost graduate. They're getting older and it's time to move on. And so that's where we step in and we say, okay, you're ready for your next step. And it is quite a step because, you know, they have a hard time writing a resume because they don't have references.
Right.
They don't have maybe an address. So it's hard to even get your foot in the door. So what we do is we've matched them with a business who is willing to take the chance with one of these folks and let them apply for the job. It gives them an opening. It doesn't guarantee them a job. It just gives them an opening and an opportunity that they might not have had before.
Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the process, and I want to hear some stories. I'd love to hear some good success stories, and then kind of what you guys think is next. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. We're talking with an organization called Climb On. You can get more information at climbon-nw.org, and we'll have this information on the Walk the Talk with Kim.com webpage. Come back and join us.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and with my wife, Michelle, we're local residents just like you who have a passion to help those who have been harmed or wronged in our communities. If you have a personal injury from a car crash or a property hazard, an industrial injury, a defective product, or nursing home neglect issue, the Pearson Law Firm can help you anywhere, anytime. Contact us today for a free case evaluation at 1-800-423-8473. The number again is 1-800-423-8473. Or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Hello, this is Kim Ariano of Walk the Talk with Kim. The reality is staggering. South Africa has one of the highest incidences of HIV/AIDS in the world. This fact results in millions of orphans left in the care of other family members, friends, or fending for themselves in child-headed households. Focus on Itemba offers orphans and vulnerable children a new direction in life through loving foster care homes with committed parents and a real opportunity for a good education. Please consider sponsoring a child to receive the needed stability to change their world. Go to itembakids.org or follow the links from walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Accelerated weight loss, and everyone's a winner. You too can lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days. It's about science, not celebrities. No HCG, just award-winning science-based nutrition and natural botanicals. Join 10,000 satisfied clients. Save $100 with the listener appreciation discount for Walk the Talk with Kim listeners who enroll through February 29th. For information, contact myweightlosstowellness at gmail.com and mention Walk the Talk with Kim.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really? Alternative Talk 1150.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. We are back talking with Tanya, the president of Climb On, and Susan, who's the secretary. And these two, as part of a project on social justice at Seattle University, and we love to give plugs. I think that regular listeners know that this isn't just about nonprofits. It's also about mission-driven organizations, because it's the marriage of the organizations with the nonprofits and the community organizations. It's all of us together that are going to resolve these issues. And that's why I just love projects like this, because it's a perfect marriage between mission-driven organizations and nonprofits. So I, first of all, applaud whoever at Seattle U had the wherewithal to say, hey, let's have our students actually create projects and not play with them, but do them in our community, which is awesome. And then you had mentioned Perkins Coie, but there are a lot of other organizations you said that are involved in this project. Can you tell us about some of those and what they're doing?
Oh, absolutely. We were able to, while working through the project, we were able to work with a marketing firm, marketing and advertising firm from Kirkland Hudson, Hudson Myers, and they pro bono did all of our design work, all of our website work, letterhead, all of our promo material. We have a program guide. So if you check out our website, they were the ones who built that.
It looks awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
Looks, all your marketing material looks great.
Yeah. The principal, Tim Hudson and Leah, did a great job for us, and they're still supporting us and doing what we need. A couple of the employers that have signed on and with jobs and with support has been Northland Services, a marine transportation organization in South Seattle. Boyer Towing Incorporated has also partnered with us. And then VLST has been a great supporter in allowing us meeting space, and they were the host of our first ever open house, which was held on January 26th.
Just in last month, not very long ago. Yeah, I remember talking to you, and you had this look in your eye going, I just got to get through this. This January, like most people that are doing their first thing. So this is really a brand new endeavor. So what has happened up to this point? So you've had this really great idea. You've gotten incredible resources together, which, again, the power of working with business organizations and being sponsored by the school probably really helped a lot. And not to mention you and your talent and your skills that are actually coming into play. You said there were four of you, and I see two. You want to plug the other two?
It's a good idea.
Yeah, they would probably appreciate that. So our two other founders that were thrown in the room with Susan and I back in September of 2009.
Reluctant heroes.
Yes. Or is Michael Mooney from the Expediters organization in downtown Seattle, and Bill Northey, who works for Northland Services.
Excellent.
And so those are our two other founding board members, and it's been a great journey thus far in getting the organization up and going with the support of Seattle U. And you know, Seattle U is really the instigator behind social justice in Seattle. I mean, that's part of their mission. And so when we talk about mission-driven organizations, that was really what got the fire burning in our bellies.
Good. We'll have to get them on the show. You guys can help me get them here, because I'd love to hear more about their program.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Yeah, very, very good. So you had this open house in January. What was your goal and purpose of the open house?
I think our main goal was to raise awareness. You know, being a new organization in the end of the summer, early fall was when we received our 501c3 designation from the federal government. And so we're really trying to ramp up and bring awareness, number one, to the issue of homelessness, number two, to how we're trying to fill the gap, and number three, to our needs and what we need to help build this community that's going to help us end homelessness one job at a time.
So what are your needs? This is a really great opportunity to verbalize those so our listeners can see if there's any spots that they can fill or what you guys are needing.
Our biggest need right now is to enlarge our community of businesses that are willing to be open to a youth to come into their business and work as an intern or a temporary or a permanent hire. And I want to say one of the things that Youth Care has promised us, which is wonderful, is that if there's a candidate that we are working with that actually is homeless, that they will provide temporary housing, because it is hard to come up to get up every morning and go to work if you don't have a bed to sleep in and a shower to take in the morning. So we're all working together to make it successful for every element of the circle here with the business, the youth. We provide coaches for each of these people as they go through their hiring process and as they're in the job itself, because there's things that come up that they just need, you know, some mentoring for. So we also are looking for people to coach.
And so what organizations, so what are these kids? I mean, are they, is that accurate? Are they under the age of 18 or what's the?
Nobody no. under 18, 18 okay. or older.
18 or
it's
older.
Usually about 18 to 24-ish.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you already mentioned that in order to be in the program, they have to show and demonstrate a desire and the willingness. And they do that through, you know, a specific process of working through other organizations and showing that they're there. Do they have mental health services behind them as well? Are any of them with drug issues or things like that? Are they not really a candidate for this program, or are they with help and support?
With help and support, they would be.
Good. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And so organizations, what are some of the jobs that they might be able to fulfill?
I think there's a variety. Some of the recent placements that we've had have been in labor-related jobs. Youth Care has a great program called Youth Build, and it's a workforce development program that they sponsor, and it teaches trade skills, you know, construction, electrical. So we've been able to place a couple of those graduates into labor workers, into dock workers for Northland Services, you know, loading barges, so on and so forth. And then another labor position at Boyer Towing, you know, again, so trying to use the skill set that they've been working and developing through that workforce development program and then transitioning it into a practical job that could be a career. There are many people that you know, have careers in construction or marine transportation has been the one that we've worked with. And so trying to find some natural transitions, which we're hoping translate into natural mentorship. So they can, again, learn some of those soft skills that they may not have developed, you know, growing up or, you know, growing up with, you know, with issues or on the street or, you know, through foster care in those situations. So
what are some of the challenges that they have right now, do you think? I mean, you've got this help, you've got the support, but what are they I mean, it's not like you're here and all of a sudden it's a happy ending. I mean, what are they struggling with, do you think, at this point?
It's the experience that we've had, which is limited,
right,
is the transition into a regular work job. You know, every day coming at a certain time, if it's 7 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, showing up at a regular time and not taking every Monday off because you had maybe a wild weekend. So it's those transition type of things.
So structure.
Yes.
Going into a life of actual structure from being devoid of any kind of structure.
And not really realizing the importance of it. So that's why the coaches help. the employers have helped, and youth care has helped. And so we all surround this person and help them learn, and they want to learn. So, but it's not always smooth. We have some interesting stories that has happened. It's all has turned out good, but it's not maybe. There's some unexpected things that happen.
Well, it couldn't be all perfect, right? There's something you have to be working on, right? You've got to have a project to work on. But what are some of the organizations that you guys think are out there that should, you know, businesses that maybe be able to? So you're talking about towing and maritime and in that and labor ties. Is there some organizations you'd like to see more of get involved?
Well, yeah, one of the other programs that Youth Care has is called the Youth Tech Program. Mm-hmm. And so they go through, they learn software, hardware, and they come out with a Cisco certification. And so, you know, entry-level tech positions, entry-level, computer programming, you know, to get them that experience. Because ultimately, a lot of them want, you know, their ultimate goal is to go to college. And if they can get started in a career and get some experience, they can then afford to continue and get more certifications. So definitely looking in the tech field and the service field. They run a barista training program that teaches, you know, really depth of knowledge in customer service. So, you know, whether it's in the food industry or just customer service in general, office positions, you know, a lot of them have expressed interest in, you know, entry-level office positions. They're willing to put in the work and, you know, work from the mailroom to the boardroom, and that's their vision. And so those are the things that we've heard that kind of light their internal fire. And so those are some of the positions that we think would be good fits.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we want to hear some stories. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. Again, we're talking with the organization called Climb On. You can get more information at climbon-nw.org or at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
You too can lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days with the My Weight Loss to Wellness Accelerated Weight Loss Program. No celebrities, no HCG, and no prepackaged food. See results in just 7 days. We use award-winning science-based nutrition and natural botanicals. Save $100 with the listener appreciation discount for Walk the Talk with Kim listeners who enroll through February 29th. For information, contact myweightlosstowellness@gmail.com. And mention Walk the Talk with Kim.
Remember the pink tow truck? It was a Seattle icon. But did you know the mastermind behind the marketing was also one of Seattle's successful entrepreneurs? Learn life lessons from Ed Lincoln by reading his new autobiography, Life Through the Rearview Mirror. Available at area bookstores and online, go to walkthetalkwithkim.com and click on the link.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and since 1977, we at the Pearson Law Firm have guided individuals and their families through the legal process to seek justice and restitution in insurance disputes and personal injury claims. At the Pearson Law Firm, we work hard to secure justice in civil matters with a network of resources, a wealth of experience, and a compassionate attitude. That's the Pearson Promise. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473. That's 1-800-423-8473 for a free case evaluation, or check us out at walkthetalkwithkim.com.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. We're talking with Susan Ireland and Tanya Swick, the president and secretary of Climb On. You can go to climbon-nw.org, or you can go to walkthetalkwithkim.com for more information. You can always call their phone number at area code 206-651-4515. That number again is 206-651-4515. And we'll have this information on walkthetalkwithkim.com. And so you were bringing up, Susan, a really great point that we were talking about on the break, which is kind of what I was hoping to allude to, is you've got organizations right now that are labor focused, but
it's
as
anything.
We know, it could be anything.
It's anything. That's why we're trying to really expand our community, because we shouldn't assume what a homeless youth might be interested in. So the more variety we have, the more opportunity and the more likelihood we're going to find a match, that there's going to be interest and talent that could really match with an organization. So we're trying to really expand people who are just willing to be there for us. So it might be like, say, Kim, for you, we might find somebody who's really interested in radio. You might have a job or you might not have a job, but we can maybe make that connection to create interest and passion around something and keep them going, keep them motivated.
So don't limit yourself. If you're interested in this and you think that you don't know what you're going to do, that doesn't matter. You don't have to worry about what you guys have probably learned through this process. And
right.
Heck knows I've learned it through my process on a lot of different levels. You don't know exactly how it all is going to start to evolve
exactly.
until you jump in
exactly.
into it. And so they would call that phone number, or is there an email that somebody can go to say, hey, I don't know how I can help, but I like what you're doing. Where
yes.
would they go?
Our email address is info@climbon-nw.org. And the phone number or the email will get in touch with all of the board members. And yeah, we're just, again, like Susan said, we're just looking to build this community, and we're open to ideas, and we're open to anyone who wants to help us achieve our mission.
So besides businesses, and I would even think nonprofit organizations, they
Absolutely.
Can volunteer. I mean, you're talking internship. It's not like we're asking you to employ somebody full time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
exactly.
if you have an event or something you're working on, or you need help with something, you know, there might be somebody out there who wants to help.
Exactly.
Yeah. What other ways are you looking for individuals to get involved? Is there any volunteer work that you guys need done? Any, you know, you got people to do your marketing. Are there any other things that are kind of out there that you would love for someone to step up and help you with? Donate?
Oh,
give.
Give?
I know.
You're helping
you
us.
Here. Yes. Money, services, any kind of stuff. I mean, what do you think the need is right now as you're looking at your organization, besides, in addition to businesses, to actually take individuals?
Right. Well, we're a very lean organization, so we don't have a lot of overhead, and that's by design. But what we'd really like to grow into is, as we expand, we'd like to sponsor our own internship and have somebody work for us to help us organize, you know, the different businesses and the coaches and that kind of thing. So that's one of the things that we really have as a goal for us by the end of this year. So we will take donations.
I'm really hoping, and I know I can see this in the future, you know, that you're going to have them come back and
yes.
be coaches and
exactly.
be counselors. And
that's
yeah.
exactly part of our whole cycle of life here, yeah. that we would really like to see the people that are participating come back.
Yeah, because that's you know, that's paying it forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for what people have helped you with. So tell us a story. Tell us about someone that's really touched you.
Well, I think Susan kind of alluded to it earlier, and we talked about a little bit about natural mentorships. We had an individual who we had our first position was with Northland Services, and we had a couple people in mind from the Youth Build program, and we told them both, you'll have an opportunity to interview for this position. And so the day came, they both interviewed. Well, there was one position and two people interviewing. And so the one gentleman didn't get the position, and he was not happy. We had him working with one of our coaches, and you know, they sat down and were able to have a conversation. Well, this was an opportunity for an interview, and there'll be another, but this was an opportunity, and what can you learn? And it was a new experience for him, like, okay, I can take this as a learning experience. And he then did get the next position that we had. So then we had, you know, two people in two different positions, but they both had to interview and work to get the job. And so I think they both learned different lessons through that. And the gentleman that worked with Northland Services, who got the first interview, you know, was working and had a supervisor, and the supervisor kind of took to him and, you know, was helping him along. And there were a couple Mondays that he didn't show up for work. And so the supervisor sat down with him and said, you know, what's going on? You know, work starts at 7 a.m. on Monday. Oh, well, yeah, no, I know. And he said, and so the supervisor says to him, well, you know, what that says to me when you don't come in on a Monday is that you've had a pretty exciting weekend. And it was like a light bulb went off. Like, oh, that's what that says to you? Whether he had an exciting weekend or not, you know, we rely on you to be here at 7 a.m. And when you're not here, you're letting us down, and the perception is. And so they really developed this, you know, this communication pattern, and we're really able to talk to one another and be honest with one another. And I think it really helped him learn lessons that even he may not learn from his coach, but through that natural mentorship of his supervisor kind of taking him under his wing and kind of showing him, you know, this is what this job means, and this is who's relying on you, and kind of teaching more than just what the job is. You know, we've all been in jobs where you go in, you do the job. You know, there was an old Dunkin' Donuts commercial. You go in, you make the donuts. You go in, you make the donuts. Well, it's really more than going in and making the donuts. It's going in and learning what it means to make the donuts, and learning and who relies on those donuts, and, you know, the whole chain of responsibility. And really understanding that and being accountable to that.
Which may be the first time that anyone's ever really held them accountable.
Absolutely.
On a bigger level, which can be terrifying and very fulfilling in the same moment.
Yes.
Especially for people whose brains haven't finished developing yet.
And I'd like to add to that, because not only was that individual learning this, but we in the broader community were also learning. So for us in Climb On, are the founding members, you know, this was a natural thing for us. They go for an interview. You know, we told them one job, and somebody isn't going to get this. I mean, this is just the way the world works. We never thought that they might not understand that. So we were working with that. And then also with youth care. So the social workers and the staff at youth care, they didn't quite understand how it worked either, because they thought that these folks were going to get jobs no matter what. And we said, no, this is the difference with Climb On, is that this is an opportunity to get a job, but it's not a guarantee. So we'll surround the people with as much support as we can, and we'll keep with them. If they don't get a job, we'll keep with them until they do. But it's not a guarantee.
I love that idea and that concept, that you're surrounding someone with as much support as possible. And I think that's really helpful for the prospective employers that are thinking, okay, they're just going to send me somebody and then it becomes my problem, because that doesn't sound like that's what's happening at all.
No.
With the organization.
No.
That's wonderful. I think that that's very, very helpful for those individuals. And it's a teach them to fish kind of thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that. And so it sounds to me that you have learned that, you know, there's all different types of support. You know, I somewhat chuckle because I work with unemployed and underemployed people as well. And they struggle with the, what do you mean I didn't get the job? Because sometimes the effort to even get into an interview is a huge mountain for some people. And it's an emotional mountain. It has nothing to do with skill, has nothing to do with their value or their worth as a human being. But emotionally, especially the economy, the way that it is now, it's, you know, some people have never had to look for a job. And when you go to an interview and you realize there were 20 other people applying for the interview, there's just so much stress that you're bringing to that. And that's adults that have been through things. I can't imagine youth that, first of all, they're wiser from a street smart perspective than any of the three of us, four of us. I'm going to include Eric. I'm just going to assume that you fit into our demographic.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to assume, you know, what happens when we assume. But anyway, so there's a lot that we can learn from them. Mm-hmm. So I just absolutely think that's fascinating. So what have you learned from them? What is something, I kind of put you on the spot here, but what is something that you've learned that you didn't anticipate as you were going through this process?
You know, I think for me, it's the don't assume that they're runaways. don't assume that they don't want to work. Don't assume they're on drugs. You have to take each individual as a unique person. You know, don't lump homelessness into one great big thing. And that's quite an eye-opener because it's not just youth homelessness, it's homelessness. It's a huge issue, and it's getting bigger and bigger. So this is our one way that we can help, and it's one person at a time, one job at a time.
Oh, there you go. How about you?
Well, you know, to kind of echo what Susan was saying, I think that, you know, again, we kind of went into it with a certain mindset. We're going to work with these homeless kids, not really knowing, you know, all the reasons that they were homeless. And there are, for every kid, there's a different reason. And many of the kids have been kicked out. One of the first kids that we met when we went to the Orion Center was from Ohio, which I'm from Ohio. So I was like, oh, you're from Ohio? And he's like, yeah, my parents kicked me out because I'm gay. And I'm like, are you serious? I mean, it just never occurred to me, even growing up in Ohio. And so he moved to Seattle. And I said, well, how did you end up in Seattle? And he said, well, I just heard that there was a youth homelessness culture
support
here, and so there would be support more than there was where I was growing up. So it was really eye opening to me, all of the different reasons.
Was he right? Is that true that there's a culture here or more of a support here than there is in other places?
From what I've seen, you know, and I grew up in Ohio, and it was, I mean, we didn't talk about youth homelessness. We didn't talk about, I mean, there are a lot of things we didn't talk about, but homelessness never came up. There weren't a lot of organizations that were promoting helping the homeless population in Ohio. So, you know, from my vantage point, he was correct. And I think that the Pacific Northwest has a great philanthropic spirit. And so because of that, a lot of these organizations, Youth Care, Roots, up in the U District, have formed and come up to support this, to support that youth homeless movement. So I think that there is support and there are other people that he felt were similar to him, more so than where he was coming from. So again, that kind of eye-opening that everybody has a different story and it's all unique and they're going to bring something unique and, you know, we're going to try to exemplify that.
Wonderful.
And, you know, see what we can do, because it's stopping the end of chronic homelessness. And, you know, these youth are more likely to become adult homeless. And if we can impact one person with one job, then we have, you know, we're moving towards our mission.
Wow. And with that, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to hear what's next. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. Again, you get more information at climbon-northwest.org. or calling 206-651-4515. You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim.
Hi, I'm Jerry Pearson, and at our firm, whether we're working on an automobile crash case or helping a client who's been injured by a defective product, we focus on justice. We're passionate about serving our clients. Our successful approach focuses on the right issue at the right time with the best tools and expertise available. We focus on collaboration and cooperation. Clients support that process, and they respect our abilities to manage the legal process, to demystify it, and to explain choices and opportunities and also their responsibilities. Contact us at 1-800-423-8473 or PearsonLawFirm.com. That's PearsonLawFirm.com. Or you can check us out at WalkTheTalkWithKim.com.
Lose up to 30 pounds in 30 days and be that sexy Valentine again. We offer a rapid, effective, and safe program that transforms your health as fast as it transforms your body. Get started now and save $100 with the Listener Appreciation Discount for Walk the Talk with Kim listeners who enroll through February 29th. For information, contact myweightloss2wellness@gmail.com and mention Walk the Talk with Kim.
Does your organization crave new ideas? ThinkShop can help. For 16 years, ThinkShop has inspired creative thinking at Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, and nonprofits. We help you imagine new offerings, strategies, or ways of doing business. Our proven processes and engaging workshops deliver powerful results. Learn more at thinkshop.com.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
You're listening to Walk the Talk with Kim. That was one of my favorite 90s songs. I'd forgotten about that one. That was a good
Crystal
one.
Crystal Waters.
Yes, Crystal. That whole album, that whole Crystal Waters album was really good. Anyway, I date myself. You all know, right? No, you guys are too young. Oh, well. So we're about ready to kind of start signing off here. And one of the questions, so where did you get the name Climon? Where'd that come from?
Well, it's a great story. So back in September of 2009, when the four of us were thrown together and said, pick a social justice project. We were out at Bastyr, and they have a high ropes course out there, and this was the beginning part of our program at Seattle U through the Center for Leadership Formation. And one of the last events that we had to do was called the Giant's Ladder, and it's about 100 feet up. The first rung is 20 feet off the ground, and you have two climbing partners, and they said, get up to the top. And we're looking around going, are you crazy? Can't get up there. You have a belayer, and, you know, your belayer has the anchor. And so we're getting ready to start this process of climbing up the Giant's Ladder 100 feet going, there's no way.
It's a trick.
And so going through that process, we learned in the climbing world, you know, once you're harnessed up and your rope's in, you know, you say, climber ready. And the belayer, when the belayer's ready, the belayer says, climb on. Uh-huh. And so what that means is your support system is ready. We're here, we're supporting you, and we're going to make sure that you get to the top rung.
I love it when smart people have a good idea and execute on it. Congratulations, ladies, and to the two gentlemen that weren't here today. I'm sorry, give me their names again, Bill and Michael. Yeah, they're in there with you, rolling the sleeves up in the trenches. So what's next? I mean, so now you got this thing launched, you had your open house. Do you have any idea or any semblance on where you want to take this for the future? I mean, I know there's process stuff, but I mean, what does your heart tell you is the bigger goal here for you moving forward?
Well, for this year, what we'd like to do is our goal is to place 5 people in jobs. So we're really working with expanding our business community. I'm just going to say it over and over and over again, expanding our business community so we are successful at that. If we do more, great, but we really want to focus on 5 and then keep growing from there.
So let's say Walk the Talk with Kim. I don't know how I can help, but I want to throw, is there a questionnaire that you ask me about my business, or how do you make those matches?
Yes, there is. So
good.
We have some information, and you would tell us about yourself. We would contact you. So this is not process paperwork. We would talk to you. We'd get to know you and find out what it is you want to give, and then you get to know us, and we keep the community going. You know, there's a nice network with this community as well, so we can help each other in lots of ways.
Excellent. Great. Did you want to add something?
No, I was just, again, adding on to
she's thinking a year ahead. She's got the number five in her head, and I could tell that's as far as she's willing to go. What about you, Madam President? What's your big vision here?
You know, I mean, I think that, yes, this year we're looking at 5, but, you know, moving forward, getting as many organizations as we can, raising awareness of this issue that we can all be a part of solving. And kind of bringing people together. We had our first awareness night, and we had over 40 people show up. You know, we just want to continue to continue to build on that. We have great momentum, and we're just looking for people, for businesses, for coaches that are willing to get in the trenches with us and really help, because I think that 5 can turn into 500 before
right,
we know it.
Right, and it starts to get really, really big.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. Yeah. I think it's a great model. To really break the cycle.
Yeah, we appreciate it. So what are some of the nonprofit, we talked about the for-profit organizations and the business partners that you have. What you mentioned Ryan House. I'm not familiar with that. There's other organizations that you're partnering with. Can you give a little plug for those and tell us kind of what they're helping with?
So Youth Care has been the organization that we've worked with so far, and they're based out of the U District in Seattle. And they run the Orion Center, which...
Orion, okay.
Yeah, so the Orion Center is downtown on Yale, over by REI and the 24-hour fitness. And it's a great center that they do day services. They serve breakfast, lunch, dinner. They have a shelter overnight that they just started running within the last 18 months. And they have staff, they have social workers, they have laundry facilities. So they can go down there, take a shower, wash their clothes, get a hot meal, you know. Melinda Giovango, the executive director of Youth Care, you know, you can get a hot and a cot, which is a lot for a lot of these kids. So they do tremendous work, in the community. They've been a tremendous supporter of our program. But there are lots of other organizations that we've talked to. Friends of the Children is a mentoring program that works out of King County, and they've talked to us about potentially using our models and our model moving their kids from transition, because they work with kids through 18, and using our model to move their children forward from 18 to careers. So those are the two main nonprofits that we've worked with so far. But, you know, we think that the model can work across a lot of different arenas, and you know, there are just so many great nonprofits in this area. We're excited to expand and have our model help other organizations also.
Well, it's interesting being in the nonprofit arena and kind of watching the progression. Before the economy, there's these separate camps, right? There's the nonprofit arena, there's government and community, and then you've got your businesses. And there is integration between them as it served and felt good. But we had a granting process, and we had governments, and we had taxes. And I mean, there was just all, you know, it all worked, you know, from the outside perspective anyway, all happy hunky-dory. But now that the economy has tanked and all three are suffering, it's, you can either go into your shell and say, I just have to protect mine, or you can kind of look out of your shell and say, okay, how do we work together? And so the concept that I see with Climb-On is very intriguing, and hopefully a lesson for a lot of other organizations, that we need a bridge. We need an enablement type of organization that is working to actually keep the communications between those three pieces open. We assume, but that's not how it works when you have a stress system. That's not how it works. So I applaud the effort that you're doing. Excellent. Any events, if people want to make donations, any information you want to get out there?
Any donations, if people are so inclined, can be sent to the address that is on our website at climbon-nw.org, or the mailing address 103 31st Avenue South, Seattle, Washington, 98144. We are planning some more awareness events. We will post those. We also have a Facebook page, so you can find us on Facebook.
Yay.
We'll be posting those events to there. We also have a Twitter at climbon. North NW. So you can follow us on Twitter, and we'll be posting any upcoming events. We're looking at an awareness event with Youth Care, so people can come down and see the Orion Center, because it is a great resource in our community. And then we'll be looking at planning a fundraiser for next fall to cover the cost of our 2013 operating expenses.
Wonderful. Well, make sure you post that stuff on the Walk the Talk with Kim show as well, our Facebook page, so that we can make sure we get you help and support with this incredible program that you're doing. So thank you, ladies, for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you very
Excellent.
Much.
Excellent. That's not too bad, huh?
No.
Fun stuff. So wait, so are you guys going to get an A? That's the question everybody wanted to know. So are you guys getting graded on this project?
So you need to email Marilyn Gist at Seattle U.
And say, these ladies get an A. Well, this can be part of your community outreach piece of your project. So I hope that I would love to tell you guys did a very famous job. You guys are great ambassadors for your organization. I appreciate having you on.
Yeah, thank you for your support.
Of course. That's what we're here for. And we can also thank Pearson Law Firm. Expect expert representation and a kind, compassionate attitude. That is the Pearson Promise. Again, our wonderful folks at Pearson Law Firm are supporting these programs. And also, don't forget, if you want to join me in losing another 20 pounds, you can join me and you can go to myweightlossforwellness@gmail.com. And thank you all of the listeners that are supporting the Walk the Talk with Kim show. We've got some really great guests that are going to be coming on in the next couple of weeks. I believe our next show is going to be focusing on transition and sustainability groups. So that should be very fascinating and interesting in where we're moving forward. And again, you can get more information on Climb On at climbon-nw.org. And always go to walkthetalkwithkim.com, where you can listen to the show on podcast. You can listen to it on iTunes and support the great work that we're doing. So please go out there, think about your community and what you can do in it. And of course, have a beautiful day. It's a beautiful